我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。跟住我将时间交俾 Pastor Jeremy 同埋刘俊杰弟兄翻译。
Okay, before I start, I want to try something.
在我开始之前呢，我想试一试一啲嘢。
Okay, here it is. Joe-san.
Joe-san.
I was practicing all week for that.
我上对上一个礼拜都喺度练习紧呢样嘢。
And if I come back again in a year, I promise to double my Cantonese vocabulary.
下年再翻嚟嘅时候咧，我希望咧我嘅广东话会系多一倍嘅。
But that's all I have for now.
但現在就這麼多了。
My name is Jeremy and I work with Compassion Canada.
我叫 Jeremy， 我是在 Compassion Canada 那裡侍奉的。
And I'm very grateful to Reverend Xavier for inviting me here.
我很多謝羅牧師去邀請我來到這裡。
And Pastor Stephen for welcoming me.
還有蘇傳道是歡迎我來的。
I would love to introduce you to my family.
我很想介紹我的家人給你認識。
But they weren't able to come this morning.
但他们今早来不到。
Because 2 weeks ago, we had a new baby.
因为两个礼拜前呢，我们有刚刚一个新成员。
So a picture we'll have to do.
所以就唯有给幅相你们看看啦。
So we live here in Vancouver with my wife and our 3 boys now.
我们现在在温哥华就跟三个小朋友一起住了。
This picture is the moment when our 2 older boys met their brother for the first time.
呢幅相就系两个哥哥第一次见到佢哋嘅细佬。
But my wife wanted me to send her greetings。
系我太太都向你哋问安。
Last fall, I had the opportunity to meet with Reverend Xavier for the first time and tell him a little bit about compassion。
喺上年嘅秋天，我有机会第一次认识罗牧师，同佢介绍关于compassion 嘅事工。
And he told me that your congregation has learned about the 414 window.
他讲到你们教会认识到44支枪。
And that you care very deeply about missions.
并且你非常之咁关心差传。
And that's a passion that we share.
这个对儿童的事工也是我们的一个热心。
So in February of this year, Reverend Xavier and Keely and my wife Sherry and I.
在二月的时候，罗牧师他太太 Keely 同埋我同我太太咧
，Yeah， along with a group of other pastors had the chance to travel to El Salvador together。
同埋另外一啲牧师，我哋有机会一齐去到萨尔瓦多。
We went to learn about the work that Compassion was doing there。
我哋喺嗰度认识到 Compassion 嘅工作。
Really enjoyed the chance to travel with and get to know Xavier and Keely。
我好享受有同埋感恩有神俾呢个机会去认识罗牧师同埋罗师母。
One day, the 4 of us, along with an interpreter, went to visit the home of a family that Compassion supports there.
我哋有一日，我哋四个咧一齐去探访萨尔瓦多一个 Compassion 所支持嘅家庭。
This is the mother. She's 26 years old.
呢个系一个26岁嘅妈妈。
And she lives right behind that picture is a room.A single room house where she lives with her 3 children.
佢住喺间屋系得一个咁嘅厅嘅啫，佢就同三个小朋友一齐住。
There they sleep, they cook, they eat, and they live together.
佢哋喺嗰度食嘢、煮饭、瞓觉都喺嗰度噶啦。
As we were visiting and speaking with the mother, she slowly began to cry as she told us about things that she was afraid of.
佢我哋同佢一路倾偈嘅时候，佢就开始喊，开始话俾我哋听佢嘅一啲忧虑同埋恐惧。
She was afraid for her children, for their future, for her family and their finances.
佢担心佢嘅将来，佢嘅仔女，担心佢哋嘅经济状况。
And so our interpreter told her that we were some Canadian pastors who had come to visit.
我哋嘅翻译员话俾佢听咧，我哋系由加拿大嚟嘅牧师。
And so she asked if we could pray with her.
跟住佢就问我哋可唔可以同佢一齐祈祷。
And so we did. We had a chance to spend some time in prayer together.
我们就跟她一起祈祷。
And when we finished, she said she wanted to show us something.
完咗之后咧，佢就话要俾啲我哋睇。
So she showed us a little stove that Compassion had provided for her.
原来系一个 Compassion 送俾佢哋嘅一个煮食炉。
And she uses this stove to prepare food that she sells.
咁跟住咧，佢就用个炉嚟煮啲嘢食嚟卖嘅。
So she said she wanted to show us and teach us how to make something called pupusas.
佢就教我哋做一道菜叫做 pupusas,
which is a breakfast food. It has beans and corn flour and
是一个早餐嚟噶，有粟粉有豆嘅。
So she showed us how she made them, and then we got the chance to try ourselves.
佢示范完之后咧，仲俾机会我哋去试添。
So it was okay. Reverend Xavier was okay, not too bad.
罗牧师都算系过得去啦。
I wouldn't worry about him leaving your church to make pupusas full time anytime soon.
我哋都唔使担心佢会走咗去全职煮 pupusas 唔做牧师嘅。
Before we left, we left them with a gift, a bag of a basket with food.
我哋临走之前送咗啲食物俾佢哋做礼物。
Mostly rice and oil and flour and things they could use like that.
多数是啲米啊、油啊、面粉之类佢哋可以用嘅嘢。
But the little ones were mostly excited about the box of Captain Crunch in the front.
小朋友最兴奋就系见到嗰盒 Captain Crunch。
I would have been too.
我都会啊。
About 60 years ago, another pastor took a trip that was similar to ours.
大约60年前，有另一个牧师都踏上咗一个同我哋差唔多嘅旅程。
His name is Everett Swanson, and he was a pastor from the United States.
他叫做 Everett Swanson, 他是由美国来的。
And he traveled to South Korea shortly after the Korean War.
他就在韩战之后去到南韩。
Everett was going, he was supposed to visit with soldiers there and share the gospel with them.
他去探望那些士兵和他们分享福音。
But while he was there, Everett encountered the tens of thousands of children who lived and had become orphans because of the war.
当他在那里的时候，他就见到成千上万因为战乱而成为孤儿的儿童。
These children, they would sleep together, they huddled underneath blankets and coats and rags, using their bodies to keep each other warm.
他们夜晚睡觉的时候就会堆埋一堆揽住，然后找些油毡啊、衫啊、什么都盖住，就去互相取暖。
And in the morning, garbage trucks would come, and the drivers would shake the pile of rags.
咁朝头早嘅时候咧，有架垃圾车会嚟到，跟住个司机会走去摇下嗰堆嘢。
And the children that didn't respond, that hadn't made it through the night, they would take their bodies and load them onto the truck and bring them to their grave.
咁如果有细路佢挨唔到第二朝，摇到佢冇反应咧，咁佢就会问佢嘅遗体就车佢去坟墓。
As Everett returned home to the United States,
当呢个牧师翻美国嘅时候。
He felt God speaking to his heart with a challenge.
他觉得神向他内心作出一个挑战。
God was saying to him, I've shown you the problem in this country.
神跟他说，我给你见到这个国家里面的问题。
Now what are you going to do about it?
你现在会做些什么呢？
So Everett returned home, and he began raising support for those children that he had met.
他回到家之后就开始去为这些的人去筹钱。
And before long, he had formed the Everett Swanson Evangelistic Association.
没多久他就成立了 Everett Swanson Evangelistic Association,
which has now become known as Compassion International.
这个福音机构今天就是 Compassion International.
And it works in 26 different countries.
在26个不同的国家都做儿童的事工。
Working with children who live in poverty.
都是活在贫穷之中的儿童当中工作。
It was about 2 years ago, my wife and I saw on the news, news of a clothing factory in Bangladesh that had collapsed.
大概两年前，我太太同我睇新闻嘅时候，见到喺孟加拉一间制衣工厂倒塌。
There was over 1,000 workers there who died.
超过一千人死咗。
Thousands more that were injured.
仲有几千人、二千人受伤。
And as we watched this story, they were all there because they had no other option. They had to work there in these poor conditions.
我哋一路睇嘅时候，发现佢哋根本冇得选择，佢哋就要喺啲咁恶劣嘅环境底下工作。
As we watched this news, my wife and I felt so hopeless and so helpless.
我哋一路睇新闻嘅时候，一路就觉得好绝望，觉得好似咩都做唔到。
And we wondered, why is it that this could happen in the world that we live in?
我哋就喺度谂，点解呢啲事可以喺我哋嘅生活紧嘅世界里面发生
？There are many examples of how poverty is affecting the world we live in today.
有好多唔同嘅例子，讲紧呢个喺贫穷点样影响紧我哋嘅世界。
Today, 400 million children live in extreme poverty.
今日有四亿嘅儿童系生活喺赤贫之中。
17,000 children are dying every day. Most of these deaths can be prevented.
每日有17,000个儿童死亡，而大部分佢哋嘅死因都系可以避免嘅。
Almost 750 million people that don't have access to clean water regularly.
有7亿多嘅人系冇干净嘅水。
There's 58 million children that should be going to school that can't.
有5,800万嘅可以翻学可以适合年龄翻学嘅儿童，佢哋冇得翻学。
And this one hits me the hardest: 7,000 newborns dying every day in developing countries.
这个是影响我最深的，就是在发展中国家每日有超过7,000个新生婴儿死亡。
Most of that doesn't have to happen.
大部分的这些惨事是不需要发生的。
I was at a church in Vancouver recently, and there was a speaker there who was sharing about missions.
我在近来在温哥华一间教会听到有一个讲员讲到关于差传宣教。
And he said the hardest thing for someone who isn't a Christian to believe about our faith.
他讲到话，非基督徒觉得基督教最难以置信嘅咧。
He said they can't believe that God is good.
佢最难相信就系神系好嘅，系良善嘅。
He said, "How can people believe that God is good when we look at the world and see so many things wrong?"
佢哋睇见呢个世界咁多问题，佢哋问点可能相信神系好嘅咧
？I believe that God is good.
我相信神系好嘅。
And I think most of you agree with me.
我相信你哋大部分都认同嘅。
And I believe that God wants to show the world His goodness.
我相信神亦都想向世界揭示佢嘅美善。
And I believe that He has a plan to do it.
我并相信神有一个好嘅计划去实行。
And that plan is us.
呢个计划就系我哋。
There are many organizations that are trying to help the poor in our world today.
呢个世界有好多唔同嘅机构要帮助穷人。
They all have different strategies to do this.
他们有不同的策略。
Compassion exists because we saw the problem and God asked us to do something about it in a particular way.
Compassion 之所以存在，因为神叫我们看见这个问题，有一个很独特的方法去回应。
So in the early days of Compassion's ministry, we made a crucial decision.
在 Compassion 最早期的事工，我们做了一个很重要的决定。
We chose to partner exclusively with local churches.
我们专门和地方的教会合作。
And that's how we would address poverty.
我们就是这样去面对贫穷的问题。
So Compassion partners today with over 6,000 local churches around the world.
Compassion 今天和超过6,000间不同的教会去合作。
But why is it that Compassion chooses to partner with the church?
为什么 Compassion 要和教会合作呢？
We do because we know, we've seen, and the Bible says that the church is an unstoppable force.
我哋咁做，因为我哋睇见圣经讲，教会系一个不可阻挡嘅力量。
It is the mightiest force on earth.
呢个系全世界上最强大嘅力量。
And the Bible says that even the very gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
甚至系阴间嘅权柄都唔能够胜过教会。
That verse that we read in Matthew 16. Is one of I believe it's one of the most important verses in the Bible.
我哋啱啱读到喺马太福音16:18-19，我相信系圣经里边其中一段最重要嘅经文。
Because this is where Jesus tells the disciples what God's plan is to show the world who He is and that He is good.
因为呢度就系耶稣讲紧关于神嘅计划，点样向世人揭示佢系边个，同埋佢系良善系好嘅。
So Jesus says to Peter,
所以耶稣就同彼得讲,
I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
耶稣说, 我还告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要将我的教会建造在这个磐石上面, 阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我要将天国的钥匙给了你。
And so then through the coming of the Holy Spirit,
透过圣灵,
God builds and He sustains His church, and nothing can stop Him.
神去建立并且维系教会，冇嘢可以阻到佢。
And He's building His church even now, And as the kingdom of God grows, as the church grows, the kingdom of death and of darkness shrinks.
神而家都继续喺度建立紧佢嘅教会，而我哋睇见神嘅国一路去扩展嘅时候，死亡黑暗嘅国度就不断咁样萎缩。
The kingdom of hell that is trapping children in poverty and bringing death and destruction.
地狱嘅国度将儿童困喺贫困之中，带嚟死亡同埋破坏。
It is getting smaller because God's kingdom is getting bigger.
呢个黑暗嘅国度越嚟越细，因为神嘅国越嚟越大。
Poverty may be one of Satan's greatest strategies.
贫穷可能系撒旦最大嘅一个策略。
Because it represents a lie that tells people they have no hope, and it tells children that they are worthless.
因为佢系一个谎言，一个谎话，话俾人听佢哋系冇希望嘅，话俾小朋友听佢哋系冇价值嘅。
The only way to defeat that lie of poverty is by partnering with God as He builds His church.
唯一去战胜呢个贫穷嘅方法，就系与神同工，透过佢嘅教会一齐建立教会。
It's by making disciples and by seeing the kingdom of God grow.
就是透过使人作门徒，透过使到神的国去成长。
So when Reverend Xavier and I were in El Salvador together, we visited one of their local churches.
当罗牧师和我在萨尔瓦多的时候，我们探了一间当地的教会。
This church stood at the intersection of 6 different neighborhoods.
这间教会在6个不同的社区的中间。
Now, one of the things you need to know about El Salvador is that this country is very violent because there are two very powerful gangs that are fighting each other.
讲到萨尔瓦多咧，你需要知道呢个一个充满咗好多暴力嘅国家，因为有两个好大嘅帮派不断咁喺度厮杀。
Over 10% of the male population are members of one of these gangs.
佢哋男性人口有一成都系属于其中一个帮派嘅成员。
Even young boys are recruited and given jobs to do for the gangs.
甚至好细个嘅男仔都系成为帮派去帮佢哋做嘢。
So these 6 neighborhoods around this church, they're split.
咁呢六个社区就分开咗成两派。
And one gang controls 3 of them, and the other controls the other 3.
一个帮派就管住三个，然后另外一个咧就系、是、喺另外嗰三个。
And so because of this, the church is surrounded by great violence.
因为咁呢间教会周围充满咗暴力。
At one point, the pastor told us that 12 years ago, there were between 50 and 60 murders every month in the area around this church.
去到一个地步，个牧师同翻我哋讲，喺12年前，每一个月喺呢个社区附近，喺教会附近有50-60单嘅谋杀案喺度发生。
But this church knew that God had put it there for a reason.
教会知道神摆佢哋喺嗰度系有个原因嘅。
And they knew that God was calling them to bring the gospel even to that neighborhood.
佢哋知道神要将佢哋将福音带去，就算呢个社区，神都要佢得咗福音。
So they prayed that God would give them a strategy to do that.
所以佢哋求神俾佢哋一个方法，一个策略。
And one day they heard about the work of compassion.
有一日佢哋听到关于 compassion 嘅事工。
And Compassion offered to give them funds to open a center for the poorest children in their neighborhood.
Compassion 就资助佢哋喺社区当中为到最贫穷嘅儿童开始一个中心。
So they formed this partnership and went into the neighborhood to register children into a program that would be staffed by church volunteers.
佢哋就伙伴合作，然后就去到社区当中，就去揾啲细路仔登记去参加佢哋嘅活动。
And here,
全部都是由教会的义工来到去举办的。
Here the children were given food, they were given help with their schooling.
他们在那里，那些儿童得到食物，他们会有书读。
They received regular medical checkups and medicine if necessary.
他们有健康检查，甚至有医药。
But most importantly, when they came, they learned about Jesus Christ.
最重要的时候，他们就是来到，他们会认识耶稣。
They learned that God is good because a church cared enough to show them.
他们学识了神是好的，是良善的，因为有人教会去关心，去将这件事显明给他们知。
Now it happens that there is a man in this neighborhood that people were afraid of. And he had become a leader in one of these gangs.
And
his job was to be in charge and command of 600 teenage boys.
And
mostly of them were teenagers. And as this church went about enrolling children in their program, one of the children that they happened to enroll was his daughter. And he began to see how a Christian church was caring even for his family. So he started coming around the church to see what was going on. So the pastor recognized him. And he told us that he spent 2 years talking to him and praying for him. Until finally this man told the pastor that he was leaving the gang and was going to become a Christian.
And
then the pastor surprised us. And said that this man was sitting in the room with us. And his name is Brother Nelson. And not only is he a member of that church today, today he is their youth pastor. I think training for youth pastors looks a little bit different in Canada. Today the violence is almost gone. When the National Police Force of El Salvador visited that neighborhood a year ago to see what had happened,
当警察去到这个社区看看究竟发生什么事的时候,
people all around the neighborhood pointed back to the church and said the violence is gone because of the work that this church has done.
所有人就告诉警察听, 之所以这些暴力事件可以消失, 就是因为这间教会。
This kind of change could not have happened without the local church. So earlier I shared some stats and some facts about poverty in our world today. But what I didn't tell you then is that a very short time ago, most of those numbers were much, much worse. In the last 25 years, the number of children in our world who die every day because of poverty-related causes has gone from 40,000 to 17,000.
在过去的25年, 这儿童因为可以避免的和贫穷有关的原因而死亡的数字由4万减低到17,000。
In the last 25 years again, the number of people in the world who live in extreme poverty has been cut in half.
在过去的25年, 活在赤贫之中的人口是少了一半。
God is at work bringing healing and restoration to his creation, and he is doing it through the church.
神正在作工, 我们看见他向他的世界带来医治和复活, 而他是透过教会去成就这一切的事。
Compassion believes in the church because God believes in the church.
Compassion 相信教会，因为神相信教会。
The church is God's plan A to save the world, and he does not have a plan B.
教会是神的A计划，是唯一的计划，他没有后备计划的。
He started with his disciples.
改变世界是由门徒开始。
And then he told them that they would be the foundation of a force that would be unstoppable in bringing in his kingdom. Now, many of you will know the name Dwight Moody. He was an American evangelist in the
1800s.
I'm told he was a friend of Hudson Taylor and an active supporter of what was then China Inland Mission. Estimates are that during his life, Dwight Moody personally led thousands of people to Christ.
有啲估计话佢自己一生里面带咗好几千人信主。
And his influence continued after he died through churches that he started and through the Moody Bible Institute.
佢嘅影响喺佢过身之后，呢佢嘅影响继续透过佢所建立嘅教会同埋穆迪圣经学院去延续。
It's reasonable to say that because of his influence, there are hundreds of thousands of souls saved for eternity.
我哋可以话透因为佢嘅影响，有成千上万嘅人系因为咁样得救，得到永生。
And yet, despite all that he accomplished, near the end of his life, he said this.
但系即使有呢一切嘅成果，喺佢人生最后临终嘅时候，佢讲呢样嘢。
He said, if I could live my life over again, I would devote my entire life to missions to children.
他说如果我可以重活我的人生，我会将我的人生都致力于去为儿童去服侍。
Why would someone who had done so much and saved so many say something like that?
为什么为神做了这么多大事的一个人他会讲一句这样的话？
We know that over 40% of the world's population is under the age of 15.
我们知道世界上有超过四成的人口是15岁以下的。
That makes them the largest people group to reach for the gospel.
所以他们是福音所需要得着的群体最大的。
We also know that almost 75% of Christians today made the decision to follow Christ before they turned 15.
我们都知道这个世界上七成半的基督徒是由在他们15岁之前信主的。
Estimates are that globally Christians spend about 20-30% of their missions spending on missions to children.
世界统计呢，可能是教会有2-3成的资源是投放在向儿童方面的事工。
It is so important that children hear the good news and have the chance to follow Christ while they are young.
在啲儿童仲年轻有机会去俾佢哋认识福音跟随主系好重要嘅。
Reverend Xavier invited me to share all of this with you this morning so that you would have the opportunity to join us by sponsoring one of Compassion's children.
林牧师邀请我嚟呢度向大家分享，亦都系俾你哋可以有一个机会去同Compassion 一起合作，亦都是去助养一些小朋友。
And here's why I think that investing in children through Compassion is one of the best investments you can make for the kingdom.
我就是，以下就是我认为你可以为神摆上最好的投资的，就是透过 Compassion 去投资在天国事上面的原因。
80% of the children who come into our programs come from families who do not attend church.
超過八成嚟到我哋嘅活動當中嘅兒童，佢哋都係嚟自一啲唔係翻教會嘅家庭。
But they come to these churches and they learn about Jesus.
但佢哋嚟到嘅時候，佢哋認識到耶穌。
And what we've learned is that once they're sponsored, the vast majority of these children come to accept Christ.
我哋知道嘅係，當佢哋得到助養嘅時候，絕大部分呢啲兒童佢哋都會信主。
They're saved not just from poverty.They are saved for all eternity.
他们不单止是被拯救脱离贫困，他们都是被拯救得着永生。
In the last year alone, over 120,000 children, as part of Compassion's program, made their first decision to follow Christ.
正是去年有120,000的儿童参与Compassion 的工作而信主跟随主的。
Now we also know this.
我们也都知道这件事。
Everything that happens because of our sponsorship is carried out by a local church and loving Christian volunteers.
我们知道所有事因为你的助养而去得以实行的都是由当地的教会由基督徒 的义工 去实行出来的。
So when a church like the one that Reverend Xavier and I visited in El Salvador partners with Compassion,
所以呢，当一间教会就好似罗牧师同我去探望西亚多的教会咁样。
On average, that church will end up growing 300-400% in the first 3 years of that partnership.
当佢哋同 Compassion 合作嘅时候，平均嚟计，佢哋头三年佢哋嘅增长会有300-400%。
And that is happening all over the world.
而呢一样嘢喺全世界都喺度发生紧。
6,000 churches with that growth rate. that Compassion partners with.
6,000 間同 Compassion 合作嘅教會正在好快速咁樣去增長。
And that is growth because of people coming to accept Christ for the first time and coming to church.
呢啲係人哋第一次嚟到教會信主嘅一個增長。
I can't imagine how my church would deal with something like that if that happened.
我想象唔到我間教會會點樣去面對一個咁樣嘅情況。
Because of sponsors like you and I, the church is growing, the kingdom of God is growing, and the kingdom of hell is shrinking.
因為你嘅助養，神嘅國不斷咁樣擴展，而陰間嘅國度就不斷咁樣萎縮。
What you can do by sponsoring one of our children is not just to share your resources.
當你去助養嘅時候，你唔單止係去分享你所有嘅資源。
You get to be responsible for helping a child and probably their entire family make their way into God's kingdom from darkness into light.
你亦都有機會去負責幫助一個兒童，甚至係佢嘅全家人去進入天國，由黑暗進入光明。
We want to just show you a short video, and then I'll come back with a little bit more.
我哋有一個短片俾大家睇。
My name is Kaylin Carolina Rodriguez. I'm 9 years old. I live in this house with my mom and dad and my two sisters. My mom gets sick a lot. It makes me sad and I cry for her. I pray for her because I want her to feel better.
We often don't have enough money for food and life is hard. I do get sick a lot and I worry what will happen to my children if I got really ill. Kaylin tells me, Mama, keep going. I want her to have a different life, not to live like this.
La historia de Kaylin.
Kaylin's story is one we see again and again in this community. Poverty is extreme here, and it is the children who suffer most. And so, when we reach out to a child like Kaylin through our compassion program here at the church, it is really about changing a child's life, giving a child love, hope, and the things they need to learn and grow.
I've asked my mom why I've been waiting a long time and still don't have a sponsor. If I had a sponsor, I hug them and tell them I love them.
The first time I saw Kaylin's picture, something about her just drew me in, realizing that here's a real child with a name and a family and that I can get involved in that and change that story for her.
To a child in poverty, having a sponsor sends a message that it's truly life-changing. It says, you are known, your life matters, you are valued and loved.
I think Kaylin's major challenge would be feeling like she's worth anything. One of the worst things about poverty is that it steals from kids the one thing that God wants to bless them with so much of, and that's hope. So the fact that she's lived till the age of 10 in a hopeless situation is just, it's not right. And so I'm so excited that her life is about to change.
Kaylin has been coming to the church for over a year without a sponsor. I know she has been praying for one, and today it is my great joy to give her the good news. God has answered her prayers.
I think Kaylin would be just overjoyed to be able to share that news finally with her family. I would imagine it would be a very joyful time. As Kaylin grows up through the Compassion Child Development Project, it'll change the way she sees everything. She will have confidence. She'll have, hopefully, a relationship with Jesus. I think she'll be crying some happy tears. There is no doubt that while none of us can change the entire world, we can each change the world for one child in need, and there are children who need us. There's a child who needs you. So I would encourage everyone to rush out to that sponsorship table and look at those kids and find the one that needs you, because one of them does.
So we're inviting you this morning to sponsor one of these children for $41 a month.
我们今早好希望邀请你每个月41蚊去助养这些儿童。
You can share with them the love of Christ and rescue them from poverty.
你可以向他们分享基督的爱，可以拯救他们脱离贫穷。
Each child receives at a minimum nutrition.
他们最起码他们得着的是有营养的食物。
Medical care,
他们有医疗,
education,
他们有教育,
and the chance to grow up in a world where they are loved and cared for by a Christian church who will introduce them to Jesus.
并且给他们有个机会去在一个有爱的，他们得着爱，他们得着一个教会去关心他们，给他们认识耶稣的一个世界里面成长。
You can also add an extra $10 a month that helps those churches to meet the needs of their whole community.
再加多$10的时候，你甚至可以帮这些教会去处理他们社区里面各样的其他需要。
By providing things like clean water, job training for parents, medical response to health crises, and more.
例如提供干净的水，例如提供给他们父母有职业训练，有一些医疗的帮助。
Financial integrity is very important to us. Your money is invested in these children.
我们在财政上面是非常之谨慎的，你所摆上的投资，我们会好好使用。
But more than anything, this is the chance to become a missionary today to one or more children without leaving Canada.
最重要的是，你今天有一个机会可以不需要离开加拿大，起码为一个或者多个的儿童成为一个宣教士。
This is an invitation to partner with Compassion as Compassion partners with the local church so we can build up the kingdom of God together.
所以我们现在邀请你和Compassion，而Compassion也是和当地的教会一起合作去建立神的国。
And as we build the kingdom of God together, the kingdom of darkness is left with nowhere to go.
当我们一路建立神的国的时候，黑暗的国度就无路可走。
We have many children here from countries of Togo and Ghana, which I understand your church has some relationship with those countries.
我们有来自加纳和多哥的一些儿童，我们知道你们教会在他们当中有服侍工作。
There's a few in the foyer, most of them are downstairs in the coffee room.
有些在外面大堂，也有些在楼下的gym那里。
So I would invite you to visit the table and learn a bit more if you like.
我邀请你去看看我们的台。
Thank you so much for inviting me and welcoming me here this morning.
多谢你邀请我来这里去向你们分享。Will
you pray with me?
我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this church.
天父啊, 多谢你有这间教会。
Thank you for the ways that you are using the people here this morning already to bring about your kingdom.
我们为你现在已经使用你的